This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Does everybody know what time it is? It's Auto World time. Hey, welcome everyone to Auto World. I'm glad you're joining me. I'm Mark Evans, your host. It's always a pleasure to sit down back in the chair here in the cockpit of the Viper chair and in the Greasy Garage studio. I'm coming from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho, live. Good to have you along. I'm glad you're here with me live each and every week. I go in underneath the hood, in the hood, around the hood, and, well, I'll give you some news and recalls. You never know when Delivering David might drop in with new stuff. The teletyper went off earlier in the first hour, I think, or second hour. I don't know, it went off. When it goes off, that means there's new news coming in all the time here. What do we do here on Auto World? What is Auto World? Well, think about it this way. You're Auto World. What? Yeah. You're Auto World. That means you have a car, a truck. You're getting in your Auto World every time you get in that vehicle and turn that key on. It lights up, ignites. Yes, even those electric ones, you still got to push the button and light it up. And when you light that bad boy up, we all have a go pedal. It's called the accelerator pedal. And we drive down the road. This is something that's been going on for many, many years since what? Lewis Chevrolet, Henry Ford, William Durant. I can say a lot of names from way back in the early days. I do honor them. I salute them because I like to drive cars. I like to smell cars. I like to fix cars. And I like to get the feeling of the drive, the love for the drive. How fast do you go around a corner? I don't go too fast. No. But that's what I'm saying. You need a love affair for your car. Do you enjoy the little Mini Cooper you drive? Do you have a Mini Cooper? If you do, call us here on Auto World. Again, this phone number is for not only the Mini Cooper owners, but it's for all the Ferrari, Lamborghini, Corvettes, Geo Metros, Ford Pintos. See what I'm saying? It's a generic interactive talk radio program to help you, give you some fun, maybe give you a laugh. Maybe you can help me. Yeah. Call in and say, hey, stop it. No, I never will. Never will. I got oil in my veins. The number here at Auto World is 855-660-4261. Third hour, and I welcome you. The garage door is now up. Is the open sign turned around? Let me see here. Sometimes during the break, yeah, we better make sure that last screw in the open sign is tight. That should do it. That should do it. That did it. Uh-oh. I got a split wood there, right there along the frame rail now. Oh, my God. What I'm saying is the train has left the station, and you're on it. Thanks for being here with us. Here on the third hour, what are we going to do? What's on the menu, Mark? Well, yeah, Auto World Weekly News has got some of that to share with you, but we're going to get to that recall that I promised you on the first hour that I only, you know, when I say that each and every hour is different, the third hour is different from the first hour, and so you folks that didn't get my first hour of Auto World, no problemo. You do get the third hour, and you get at the same time things about the first hour. How do you do it? Google Auto World Podcast, and you'll go back in the archives, and you can go listen up, and you can do the archives at Genesis Communications Network, and that address is GCNLive.com, and then just look at Auto World. Appreciate it. You'll see me smiling, and you'll see what I look like. And if you do the Auto World podcast, folks, you'll be able to really see me because we've got a variety of little different pictures of me sitting behind in the Greasy Garage studio. And, of course, I want to do a little, housekeeping there. Not only Auto World Radio, yahoo.com. You can get a hold of me here on the show right here, right now, Auto World Radio, yahoo.com. And or you can go Instagram, Auto World Media, and more housekeeping. Uh-oh, Facebook. Yeah. Almost friended out, no problemo. Go and check it out. Go back in my archives, I'll friend you. You can go back and do a lot of photos of a lot of the shows I've been at, and more to come. And soon to be autoworldmedia.com, the website. Now there I'm going to give you a lot of gifts, and that's what it's all about. I want you to go there. I want you to get something for free to help you keep the green in your back pocket when it comes to the piece of metal or the piece of fiberglass you're driving. I said it. You might be driving a piece of fiberglass. So to hear it on the third hour, we're going to dig right in and go right to the what happened on this day in automotive history. We've got that coming up for you. And also, did I happen to say the little Auto World little car fact? Yeah, I just did. Well, let's do that right now. Yes, the Biza. The Biza. Not the Visa, but the B, as in boy, Biza. 1929, BSA. It was a Great Britain car, very popular car. It was a three-wheel car. In fact, with the little Auto World little car fact, I always have a picture in front of me of the car, and this is a cute little car. Kind of, well, basically it's a convertible, got a little windshield, no hardtop, you're going to get wet if it rains. It is a three-wheeled motor vehicle. Yes, a motorcycle or an automobile, question mark? Yeah. The BSA Biza certainly seemed to be aimed at the car-buying public, but it was made by the company's motorcycle division. Introduced in 1929 at a motorcycle show. When the authorities changed their minds and decided to tax it as an automobile rather than a motorcycle, the Biza went out of production. Darn tax word again. It's a miniature automobile. About 7,000 Bizas, three-wheelers, were sold. 1929, that happened. They came with front-wheel drive, unusual and economical wheel, in fact. Independent transverse spring front suspension, electric starter, of course, and a fake honeycomb radiator. I said fake honeycomb radiator. Inboard front drum brakes were coupled to the rear wheel brake, of course. The original air-cooled V2 engine model came, and the standard version is a sports version. A family version introduced in 1931. In 1931, it seated three or four people rather than just two. They had other models too. A fabric top version was introduced in 1932, and a deluxe version with the five lamp lighting in 1933. A water cooled four cylinder Biza was also introduced the year. In addition, yes, several hundred four wheelers specimens were made in 1932 and 1933. 7,000 of them were made. And later, the open coupe, was a larger engine, came with a larger engine, what forever. The format, this mini little car was solidly built, quiet, well-performed, and responded, quite nicely. But it was reasonably priced. Reasonably, they stated. But they didn't give us the price. I'll have to look that up. These bad boys, the top speed were 60 miles an hour, 65 miles an hour. This top, 60 to 65, is an overhead valve. V2. That kind of almost sounds like a rotary type engine, but it wasn't. It was an inline four. That means four cylinders, four pistons, all in line. Like brothers and sisters, cousins, all in line. Don't get out of line. I'll have to slap you. The power rating, 23 horsepower for the V2. That's quite interesting. Now, when I say V, does everybody understand what a V is? Two means two-cylinder, and it was shaped as a V. Transmission was a three-speed manual. When I say, what a beautiful little car. I can't imagine what that bad boy Beezer would be worth today. There it is, the Auto World. Little car fact each and every week. 1929 Beezer. Love that. Love that. Love to share it with you. Now, also coming up here on Auto World, we're going to take more of your emails. I take and do those emails. You send them in to me throughout the week at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I print them out. I go into put them in a bag. Don't look at them until we are live. And if you do not want me to read them on the air live, just put no, or say, type in, hey, don't read on, take care of my problem off air. I don't want my, I never will share your name, okay? Only your first name. Now, a lot of you have been sending me your full address. I don't mind your first, last name, your address and all. I don't share that with anybody. Just want to let each and every one of you know that. So do email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking where you're going. All you're doing is a yakety yak and you ain't looking where you're at. Go on and hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone.
I don't know what happened, but back in the day, we didn't have telephones. We couldn't drive down the road with cell phones. I think that, hang up your phone while you're driving, folks. Don't text. Please don't text. Do it. Just pull over, park, and then text me. Okay. Anyway, thanks for listening to me in your car right here, right now. I appreciate it. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. It's amazing that cell phones cost more than the cars. What? Yeah. These new cell phones are $1,500, $2,000. Do I hear $2,300? Yeah. Can you think back when you bought your first car and it was $200, $300, $400, maybe $500? But they're now worth more than the cell phones. Yes, we're winning. Hey, it's good to be here in the Greasy Garage Studio broadcasting in the Auto World Plaza. Appreciate it. Sitting behind the microphone in the Greasy Garage Studio, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And now it is time. I want to know what happened on this day in automotive history. We're sitting here in October. By the way, happy Halloween early. Well, what happened on this day, back in 1934, automatic transmission, yes, that automatic transmission that you use each and every day was patented. They put a patent number on it. Oscar H. Banker, an American inventor. Yes, two Americans. There he is. American, make sure he's an American, and he is. He was an inventor, born in 1895, filed for a patent for a new type of automatic transmission on this day, in 1934. The automatic transmission wasn't a new idea at the time, but it had hardly been perfected. They had problems with it. General Motors and REO each debuted a semi-automatic transmission the same year, but both were found to be quite unreliable. Even though Banker's patent, which used hydraulic force and had no need for a manual clutch mechanism, was viewed as more of a durable, safe, and easy to use. It took years, though, for any automaker to give his invention a shot. General Motors offered the first mass-produced automatic transmission vehicles using Banker's design with release with the 1940 Oldsmobile and, of course, the Cadillacs. Yes, Cadillacs. Well, Banker laid a claim to a number of feats in his patent world that he had. He had a lot of patents, folks. He actually patented the early power steering system, the primary controls of the very first helicopter. Later, he would lead to the first production helicopter in 1941. Other notable patents that he had received by Banker, he included a bandsaw sharpener, which was his first invention. He also created a gun-type high-pressure relief valve that's used in a lot of inking and multicolor printing presses today. Banker passed away in Cleveland, Ohio in 1979 at the age of 83. Well, Mr. Banker, I want to thank you for putting a patent number, Oscar H. Banker. That's what happened, folks, on this day in the automotive world. What would you do? Yeah, let's ask you, each and every one of you, everybody in each and every row today, six rows back, what would you do if you didn't have an automatic transmission in your car and or your truck? See, the word truck, I do know for a fact that General Motors stopped putting manual transmissions in their GMC Chevrolet trucks in the year 2000. They weren't selling. Us guys, gals, everybody wanted automatics. What would we do without that? Put it in D for drive? No, it doesn't stand for dummy. It stands for drive. Dummy. Who's come up with that? D for dipstick? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for bringing the automatic transmission. They're pretty complex today. They have electronic solenoids in them. And when's the last time you had yours serviced? And when I say serviced, I do not want it flushed. I want the bottom transmission pan pulled off, folks. You have a paper filter in there, and I want that filter pulled out, thrown away, and a new paper filter put in. That's what filters all the clutch metal pepper fragments from going through the automatic transmission. See, they're electronically controlled shift solenoids now. And if you get a metal fragment because your tranny filter hasn't been replaced, your electronic shift solenoid will get stuck. It won't shift. So if you're out there and you're driving your car before the show and after the show, you can drive right now if you'd like, but if it's shifting kind of funny and smushy, I guess is the word, then your electronic solenoid for first, second, or whatever gear it's mushing into, is hung up and or sludged with goo. So we need to do a transmission service. Now with that, first gentleman here in the first row, how long, when should I do it? Good question, good question. Start at 75,000 miles. You don't have to worry about it until 75,000 miles. Then every 60,000 after that. See, as it wears, the clutches are always shifting in between gears for you, back and forth when you're doing stop and go driving. Now, the thing about the gentleman, the lady that's doing a vendor and they're driving, you're driving out in the freeway and you're not really doing stop and go driving, there's two different types of applications here. One, stop go, maybe the mom is taking the kids to and from, more so stop and go vehicle. Then you have the other vehicle that's just going on the freeway. The one on the freeway is staying in higher gear. See, it's not shifting as much. But I still do recommend both applications start at 75,000 miles, get the oil changed, get the filter changed. And by the way, automatic transmission fluid. Make sure you have the right fluid for your make and model. Be very, very, this is delicate. What it is a detergent oil, and it's red. Some are pink. Again, just kind of like antifreeze. But you have to have the right transmission fluid in there. Don't do a multi-purpose oil in an automatic transmission. Lexus, Toyota, go over to the dealer. Make sure you do have their oil. See, Honda, get over to the Honda parts dealer, the parts side of the dealership. Get the Honda oil. I do not put aftermarket oil in those brands. BMW. And yes, don't. They're shaking their head. Oh, no, the cost is killing me. Really? Volvo transmission oil at $28 a quart. Could be even more in your area. And you're thinking you can go to AutoZone or O'Reilly's or Pep Boys or, your parts store and get it for $8.99 a quart. Okay, so what's the difference between, let's just make it easy, math here, $28.99 and $8.99. Isn't that $20 bills? That's a $20 bill. Times 10 quarts? You're going to save $200. How much is your automatic transmission? Can you talk about $3,500 and up? Put the wrong oil in, you'd be calling me, the technician, the mechanic, the shop, to get it replaced. Save money. Do it right the first time. Okay, enough ranting here. Let's now go to a commercial. They've got some secret sauce. Our special, that's right, all of our sponsors have secret sauce. Listen up. We'll be right back. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Trump administration has 48 hours to come to an agreement on a coronavirus stimulus package if they want it to take effect before the election. Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that getting a deal done depends on the White House.
We have to freeze the design on some of these things. Are we going with it or not? And what is the language? I'm optimistic because, again, we've been back and forth on all of this.
There are also efforts in the Senate for a separate stimulus bill. one that Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says is more appealing to his Republican colleagues who are balking at the $2.2 trillion price tag of the House's bill. The Senate's bill would provide $500 billion of stimulus funding. Senators will also vote this week on a standalone bill for additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses still struggling through the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kinda like it that you're broken. Kinda like it that you're mad. Don't pretend to know what happened. Now I kinda wish I had. Heard you tango with a Chevy. Outfit a Ford on Widow Lane. Even the cops that try to catch you backed off, they figure you're insane. Gotta hit me Barracuda.
Oh, yeah, the 426 Hemi under that Barracuda. Love those old names of these old cars. That's awesome. I've got a little 65 Dodge Coronet. I actually played the Coronet in junior high. Boy, it was tough. Had to play up against, you know, a solo and get that grade. Sweating bullets. In my case, I was sweating oil. Hey, welcome back to Auto World. Good to have you along. Hope your popcorn's still good and flowing. And you might even have that little Pepsi or Coca-Cola there you're taking a little sip of. I'm Mark Evans, your host from the Greasy Garage Studio. What a pleasure to climb into the cockpit again this week to bring you some fun, some news. We had what happened on this day in automotive history. And now it's time for a little more trivia here on Auto World. Why not? Do you have a turn signal that goes tick-tock, tick-tock, or does it go tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tick-tock, tock-tock-tick? It's kind of like it almost sounds like music. Well, 1939, folks, flashing turn signals for automobiles developed by the Guide Lamp Division, General Motors Corporation. They were introduced, and they put them on Buicks. And that I wanted to bring up the turn signal thing and the little trivia there because I know we've got a listener out there, caller at 855-660-4261, and or my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'd like to help you with your turn signal problem. You know, there's been a rash, best way to say it, not a radish, but a rash, of cars going around, as the news states here in front of me, with only one headlight on. The other ones burn out. And turn signals. You've been getting honked at lately because maybe you turn the turn signal on and they're honking at you because they don't know which direction you're going. You do. But your turn signal's flashing quite fast. Tick, 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 which it used to go tick, tock, tick, tock. What the problem is, your bulb in the front or the rear on that side is burnt out, causing it to have a short, a ground problem, causing it to blink fast. So I just want to do a little bit of that Auto World fixing, you know, here today on Auto World. So get your bulb. If you, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, even your neighbor, have them do a walk around your car, if you would. Turn your headlights on, start it up, do the blinkers, the brake lights, the taillights. We're going into the W word, which stands for winter. And by the way, that does stand for winter on a quart of oil also. Not weight, but winter. And we're going in the cold weather times, and, you know, we're going to have frosted up, moistured windshields. We can't see out the best. Your heater might not be blowing as hot as you'd like it to be blowing, so if you don't have your lights on working correctly, you can't see well. And I recommend, come on, don't be driving unless your heater's defrosted the windshield. And a little tip, Auto World tip on that. They do sell to help you defrost. A lot of you might be putting rugs or cardboard up there if you don't have a carport or garage to not deal with that frost. But have you ever noticed when you drive, you pull the cardboard off or the rug or whatever you got there, the cover off your windshield, and what happens is you drive down the road and it speeds up your leaving time, right? You leave to go to work or wherever you're going, and it speeds it up, right? Next thing you know, about a block later, it's all fogged up. Because, see, you haven't even waited for the heater to warm up to get the hot coolant antifreeze in the heater core to give you hot air. So I'm going to give you a little Auto World tip for each and every one of you right here, right now. And it's only good for the winter time. In your windshield washer bottle, yeah, that thing that's cracked, it's plastic, and it's leaking all over the place. Yeah, some of you are nodding your head in the first row. Yeah, yeah, that's right. You never did get it replaced. See, you put water or that blue stuff in it called windshield washing fluid. You didn't buy the negative 35, minus 35 blue stuff, and it froze like a rock and froze up in the plastic bottle and cracked it. So let's get that fixed, get that repaired and replaced first. But wintertime, they do sell a de-icer windshield washer fluid. Believe it or not, it works. Yes, put that in your windshield washer bottle for the winter time, squirt it on the windshield. It puts a fine coating of their special chemical. It doesn't destroy paint. Been there, done that. I've tested it. Prestone has it. I can say about six brands, but I'm going to say Prestone right here, right now. Just buy their brand and get the de-icer, and you'll be good to go. You might not even have to have the cardboard. See, you can forget it. Let the half-inch frost build up there, you folks in Detroit, Michigan, and you know, back there in the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri, and Oklahoma, etc. Put that cardboard in the trash can. Recycle it, please. And then put the de-icer in and start your car up. Squirt the de-icer on the windshield, and it'll just take that frost right off. In the summertime, you want to put the mixture of the... I still, again, do not put anything but minus 25 or minus 35 blue washer fluid, but add a little bit of bug cleaner in there. And for you folks that listened to me in the summertime and I said that, I want to make sure that green bug cleaner is out of the washer bottle because it will slush up and it'll turn into a rock and destroy your plastic windshield washer bottle and you'll hate me forever. We don't want that to happen. Okay, now this just in. Delivering David, thank you. Appreciate it. You can have a little popcorn, yeah. Okay. Oh, he's eating my popcorn. Okay, now leave. You're getting butter all over the place. Thanks for delivering this brand new news. Hot off the press. Solo. Ah, yes. The Solo Red Cup. No, no, no. Not the Solo Red Cup. It's the Solo, the Electra Mechanica Company. Electric car company. Oh, what? Seems like every hour here on Auto World, I'm bringing up the electric word. Well, this hour, brand new news from Delivering David. He does it again. He brings me up the Solo. Have you heard of the Solo? Electra Mechanica. That's the name of their company. They're based over the pond, folks. And you know what pond I'm talking about. It's a big one. Well, here's some news. Delivery start in November of their electric car. Now, this news shows and tells me here that they've actually had $2 billion in pre-orders already in their, the pre-orders mean 2 billion orders of money in their back hip pocket for their car. Delivery starts, of course, as I said, in November. And this thing is safer than a motorcycle, cooler than a car. Now, what is it? First off, I want to tell you something. They've been around over across the pond for quite some time, and their evaluation of their company, what they're worth, is $200 million. You can't get valuation of $200 million you can't do that overnight. So they've been selling across the pond for quite some time. What is this new thing they're going to be offering us? And we'll get to here. It looks like it's going to be, yep, okay, we'll talk about that here in a second. It's a three-wheel electric-powered vehicle. Two in the front, one in the back. Top speed, 80 miles an hour. Listen to this, 0-60 in 10 seconds. That's not too bad. It's a rear-wheel drive car. So they only have one wheel back there that's giving you the torque and the horsepower. I don't know about that. I like to hear the burning of the rubber when I spin them. I don't know if I'll be able to do that with this solo car. Up to 100-mile range. It's an electric vehicle, of course, so up to 100-mile range. That could be good for around town, I guess. It's got a 5-year battery, so they're not cheating there. They're telling you right up front you're only going to get 5 years on their battery. It's priced less than $20,000, and here's the news. Solo, they are looking forward to coming U.S.-based, having a U.S.-based assembly plant. Whew, another electric word. We're going to take another short break. We'll be right back with some more fun. We'll be right back here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The night that you want to go out driving is Saturday night. Oh, yeah. With your favorite spouse, your favorite girlfriend, favorite boyfriend, your favorite car. Hope you've got a favorite car. Hope the car you own right now is your favorite car. Welcome back to your favorite talk radio program, Auto World. I'm glad you made it your favorite. Thank you. I'm your host, Mark Evans, the guy that I've been around cars for all my life. I bought my first car when I was 13 years old, and ever since then, for some reason, there's an itch. I've got an itch. I just have to be seeing. I love them. You, as a kid with mom and dad back in the back seat standing up, of course, no seat belts, etc. Remember those days? A lot of you might not know that, but your older folks do. We're not old. As long as we got, I've got a little snow on the roof. A little, some more. I still have some snow on the roof. Anyway, but yeah, dad drive down the road and I'd say, oh, that's a Ford. There's a Chevy. And then when the Toyotas came out, what happened to me was I lost my mojo when they stopped putting the, as a kid, I lost my mojo because for some reason my brain was memorizing the look, the style, the colors. And then what did I look at as a child? I looked at the model and the make on the back of the car. And when they stopped putting that model and make on the back of the car, I didn't know what it was. I couldn't memorize it. Made my job a little tougher, and it made it to the point that I actually got to know cars even better because of that. Got to know their little kinks that they have, you know, the chisel look they put in there, whatever it might be, the headlights. Today, the headlights are getting squinnier and squinnier. They're getting smaller and smaller, and they're getting brighter and brighter. It's awesome. Hey, it's time to get to that third hour recall, folks, here on Auto World. Now, before we get to the recall, I want to inform and make sure that you do rememberize this email, my email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Get in touch with me at any time, please. I've got more emails here. Hopefully we have some more time to get to them. But I will help you through the week, okay? All the way through the week, all the way up to the next live show. But here's the recall that I've been wanting to get out to all the Jeep Wrangler owners. And if you're thinking about a Jeep Wrangler, think twice. Things have changed. See, they've made them, yes, better. More power, more comfortable. They've got that Comanche out, the four-door. Many, many models of the four-door pickup version of the Wrangler, I'm going to call it. We won't go there at this point, but right now the recall for the 2020 Jeep Wranglers, this just came out, well, basically in January 24th, 2020, recalled due to improper axle welds. Which axle? So you have an axle, well, a drive shaft going to the back axles, right and left, and it's a four-wheel drive. So let's go on here. It's a recall on the 2020 Jeep Wranglers due to improper axle welds. This happened, folks, because the parts that were built were on a broken welding fixture, the table, which allowed for the misalignment of the axles. Now, this is in the front because warning of the lower control arm might separate from the axle due to the bad weld. You have lower control arms on the front of your Jeep Wranglers, folks, and the drive axles go through there to get to the right and left tires. You have two on each side. So since the table was not aligned correctly where they weld these axles, they are off, the welds are off, it's crooked, causing the axle to maybe come apart, start separating. So I'm proud and sad at the same time to bring this to you, but I wanted to bring it to each and every one of you. Yes, I've got someone asking already on the email if this is only the 2020s. As far as I know, it is only for the 2020s, but to be able to solve that question for sure, recall word. Okay, so we want to go in, get the VIN number off our Wranglers, guys, gals, and call the dealer and say, I need to check my VIN number for any recalls. I hear that there is in the 2020 Jeep Wranglers got a recall on those front axles. And the recalls are always free. I want to highlight that word, free, F-R-E-E. They cannot charge you to do a recall, folks. This is a government operated. Your tax dollars is paying for the car manufacturer's oops. And sometimes the R&D, they make these vehicles so fast to get them out, especially when they get the new skin, I call it. The skin is what the car and the Jeep looks like. And if we like the looks of that, when they put it on the TV or we talk about it on the radio, well, as soon as you hear about it or see about it and all that, all of a sudden you just got to have one. Well, you go buy it. And that's what the car manufacturers want you to do. So they're building them so fast that the jig table wasn't even set up correctly on the axles that are spinning at all times. Whoa. Anyway. There's your recall for the third hour, and I wanted to get that out to each and every one of you for sure, because it's kind of, well, scary. So always keep the recalls flowing in. You bet I will. Okay. Now let's get to a little bit of more trivia here in Ottawa before the garage door comes down on this hour. In 1950, tinted glass automobile windows first became available on the Buick models, designed initially to, of course, reduce the glare and aid your vision to see out, because the sun's coming in and blinding you. But today, sometimes it's totally dark in car windows, and I think that each and every one of us know about that. Do you? You might have a pet peeve about that. I do. I have an opinion of the dark tints, because you can't see in. Truthfully, can you see out at dark when it turns nighttime? No. I've got a friend that darkened his windows so deep, dark? I don't know. I asked him. He didn't answer me. And what I asked him, do you not want people to see you? He got kind of offended. And I said, well, I said, I'm just trying to help you here. I really think you can't see out of that bad boy at nighttime. And he looked at me. He says, you're right. I really can't. Well, I said, isn't that kind of unsafe? I mean, truthfully, we don't have that much sun here in Boise, Idaho. Yes, we do have. We have four seasons. We do have sun. But come on. I mean, just tint them a little bit. And we have laws on that. And like I said earlier, I think maybe some of you folks listening, you might even have a law in your state on the tinted window deal. So, you know, if you got a rant or a rave on that, email me. Let me know. I'd like to hear from you about that. I like to help you, and I help you throughout the week on my email, of course, is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. About tinted windows. And again, I'm getting some more emails here on this recall on this 2020 Jeep Wrangler. And again, with that, it is the front axles. It is a lower control arm in the front. And I don't know for sure here. This is a 2020 is what they're reporting to me. So, again, I'm pretty sure that if you have a Jeep Wrangler, you might have the same parts. If you've got an 07 or an 08 or a 010 or maybe a 18 or a 19. But at this point right now, I'll do some more digging into it. All you folks emailing me on that, because you've got the older ones, I'm pretty sure you do like them. I don't have one, but I almost bought one of those, a little four-door Jeep Wrangler. And I slowed up and didn't buy one. It's not because of good or bad. It's because it wasn't fitting my application at the time. So what I needed. But I think they're awesome. You take the doors off of them, the roof off of them. I grew up with my dad had a Volkswagen Thing convertible, and that was his little Jeep Wrangler back in the day, 1973, and it's worth a couple bucks today. We don't have any more, but convertible, we take the doors off and have a lot of fun with it and go around and, you know, nothing around you. The Thing didn't have too much side doors in them anyway. It was just sheet metal, and the rest of the door, it was convertible, so there was no glass or anything. So, anyway, if you've got a Volkswagen Thing today, congrats, man. The price has gone through the roof. There were some big dollars. Big dollars. Well, the garage door's going down. Appreciate each and every one of you joining me here. I want to thank everybody that helps me put Auto World on each and every week. Axelrod Alex, the producer, thank you. General Motor George, my chief engineer, who keeps me wired, of course. T-Bird Ted, the founder and CEO of Genesis Communications Network. Thank you, Ted. My makeup artist, Slying Lucy, always tell me I'm looking good. Of course, my chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy. Thank you for getting me here safe. Get me home, too, I hope. Anyway, my customer care expert, Who Cares Willie, my PR director, Bobby Besser. Hope he doesn't do too much of that. Janitor, Loudmouth Jay, the janitor. He keeps his place clean, of course, after hours, before hours, and during the show. Now get out of here, Jay. Appreciate it. Delivering David, thank you for always bringing in some special good stuff to Auto World. Audi Adam, he's always out taking care of the affiliates. More affiliates to come, I hope. We're hunting for them. We'd like you to join. Everybody drive safe. Motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.